All right, welcome back. Good to have you here on a Friday. Kevin Dietz coming your way at 9 o'clock. But Jamie Edmonds hopping back on the show this morning because the new episode of her podcast is out. Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. You know what? I'm managing the side effects. I'm okay. I only have two more treatments left.
Two more treatments of the Red Devil?
Yes, the perfect scary name that this thing has.
They really should lighten that up a little bit.
Well, you know, it's not the medical community. This is like a nickname.
No, I'm glad you didn't walk into your doctor's office and go, "All right, ready for the Red Devil?" Yeah. No,
actually, I did, but yeah.
Well, fair. So things are going well?
You know, they're going okay. I'm managing it, and it's going okay. Knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood.
Yes.
Thank
Good.
You.
Yes, I got you. So the new episode of the podcast is out.
Yeah, so I've started a little offshoot that when I have the person available and ready to go on Tuesdays, I'm calling it Touched by Cancer. So it can be sort of anyone just touched by cancer. And in that realm, I've had Dave Coulier talking about his cancer, and I had a mom of two teenage daughters who had colon cancer that came up on her very first test at 45 years old. So she and I talk on the pod, and she really likes Sam LaPorta, and we had Sam LaPorta surprise her on the pod. So that was really
awesome.
Fun.
That's awesome. I haven't seen that one yet. The Dave Coulier one was excellent. Obviously a high profile case that he had. And I like this offshoot of discussing just cancer more broadly with other people that have been going through it.
Well, so many people have been touched by it. So unfortunately, there's not a lack of folks out there to talk to. So that's what I've been doing on Tuesdays, if I have the person, not every Tuesday. And then Thursdays is still Angels Along the Way. And yesterday, my angel, Vina, who is a hairstylist, but also a triple negative breast cancer survivor. She has a salon here in Grosse Pointe. She's the one who shaved my head. So it was very emotional. We talk about the nitty gritty. We both cry, but we both laugh, too. She's hilarious.
And again, like the thing that I love about this is you're highlighting everything that is tied to this or attached to this scourge of a disease that you're highlighting it. And again, the appearance, the physical appearance is something that everybody goes through.
Yes. And I did a post on Instagram. I wasn't going to put my bald head out there, but I thought I'm putting it all out there. Why not? This is something that I'm going through. And I've gotten so many messages again on social media. And my most favorite one is that this person sent me a message, and she's local to Metro Detroit, and she's been diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic triple negative breast cancer. She's 31. She's got two young girls. And she just says, like, the pods and the Instagrams have been so informative, and she likes listening to the story, which was my hope. Because when I was in the very dark time initially, I really enjoyed watching stories from other people going through it. So if I can be that for other people, happy to do it.
Yeah, that's great. How's the family? Everybody good?
Yeah, everyone's well. Olivia is thriving. She's having a wonderful summer. She told me she wishes it were a little warmer outside.
I mean, preach, Olivia.
Yeah, we're okay. We're surviving. We're thriving. We're getting through this. And I'm just so grateful to all the messages I've got from people.
Yeah. And I love your dad. I mean, you've included everybody in these, you know, posts and pictures and things like that. I love when you include your dad and just everybody that's, you know, that everybody that's in your corner. I love that you're highlighting them too.
Well, dad comes a lot. I've always been a daddy's girl, and I still am at 43 years old. So he's come a lot. And you know what we're planning for, Chris? And it's just so exciting to say it. We're planning for the bell ringing day and who's going to come and who, and you know what I asked the nurses on the floor? I'm like, how many people are allowed to come? Because honestly, they've been surprised by my tribe that has come to support me. It's like a different person every time I go. So I had to ask for a number. I haven't gotten the official number yet.
Wait, do we need to put out like a Ticketmaster sign up just to see?
Let's
if
move
we can...
this to the Fox Theater. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
right, exactly.
Just kidding.
Well, good. I'm glad you're managing, and again, you know, feeling okay through all of this. That's good.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I think the sunshine helps. I think the warmer weather is helping. It's good for the soul. As Dave Coulier and his wife said, go outside, touch grass.
Yeah.
That's real. and I'm doing the best I can. I do miss you guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah, you know, we're chugging along here. We're in the process of moving and getting all of that out of the way. And, you know, we're trying to wrap up the baseball season here with the kids. And so, yeah, things are good. Things are good.
I haven't been on the radio with Lloyd since he turned 60. So I thought I'd be able to wish him a happy birthday.
I know
he's listening.
Yeah, he's off today. He's going to visit his daughter down in the greater Columbus area. So he's going to go see her. Let me ask you this, because we've got a big football match today. Are you dialed into the World Cup?
As dialed in as I can be. I pop in every 4 years. I'm a soccer fan. Who's the guy that I, is it Balogun? That's the guy I like now.
Okay, fair. What about Mbappe? Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
No, out. I like
Messi,
I like
our, and Ronaldo and all those guys.
No, I'm just following our team.
Oh, just our team.
I want the USA to win it all.
Good. So, well, yeah. I mean, they had a nice showing. Although Christian Pulisic might be banged up here. That's a problem.
Why won't they? They will not say.
They won't say.
What's going on with him?
No, it's very cloak and dagger. Although,
and the,
hopefully it's nothing. Maybe they're just trying to throw Australia a curveball.
Who do you think sort of fakes these injuries better with the acting? The NBA or these soccer players?
Oh, that's a good question. Who fakes
it's
them better? No, I mean, soccer's got to fake them better. I mean, they've been doing it for longer. The
probably.
Flopping is a relatively new phenomenon in the NBA. I mean,
when
some of the flops in the NBA
on slow-mo,
are...
Yes. It's so embarrassing.
Yes. Well, then they bring out the magic water bottle and they squirt the injury and everything's fine after that.
Right, right. Well, go USA. I will be watching.
All right, go Jamie. We love you.
Thank you.
We're glad you're feeling well. We'll talk
soon.
Love
you too.
All right.
Bye.
That's Jamie Edmonds. We'll take a break. More coming up. Elmer's on the move. We'll tell you who that is and where he's going next on JR Morning.